We are in a series that we're calling Because, and each week we are looking at different things that we do in church and asking the question, why do we do those things? And for some of you who are not been raised in church, not been involved in church, this may be very informative to you. For those who've been in church your whole life, maybe this is an important reminder. But when we sat down and planned this series out, we thought one of the things that may seem odd is just the fact that we sing every week. Why do we do that? It's so important that we remember why we do that. And as we talked about that, it occurred to me that there was somebody in our city who I think has, I no doubt, has taught me and many of us at Southside more about what it means to sing in church and why we sing in church and what it means to truly worship God through singing. And I thought, well, why don't we just ask him to come this morning and teach for us? Eddie Lockamy was the minister of music here at Southside for many years. I was actually a senior in high school, just to make him feel a little older this morning. I was a senior in high school when he came to Southside, and he served here from, is it 1989 or 88?
I'm not even sure.
Okay, it was in the 80s, and he came and stayed and was here. He was here until 2006. So he was here a long time, and many of you have been blessed by his ministry. He went to Tallahassee and served there for a number of years before coming back to Jacksonville, where he currently pastors Arlington Baptist Church, and we're grateful to Arlington for sharing him with us today. But would you give a nice, warm Southside homecoming welcome to Eddie Lockamy?
Hey, I love the word home. I like it a lot better than house. And I always feel at home here because this is our home. And this is where we spent many, many happy years together. And I want you to know that Pastor Gary's taken a great risk today having me fill this pulpit. And if you came to hear Pastor Gary today, I'm sorry. And you should have noticed by the time you came in that someone shorter was going to be preaching today because of the size of the table. His table came up to here on me. So, but I appreciate, really I do, I appreciate being home and being able to share with you this morning. And it's very appropriate, I guess, that I be assigned this topic. And I want to talk to you about something this morning, about why we sing in worship. Why do we sing music in worship? And I want this to be interactive. So I want you to, when the screen shows some words, I want you to sing with me, okay? Go, why preach a sermon on singing and we don't sing? So I want you to sing with me this morning when the words come on the screen, and you'll get that cue. And I want you to sing really well like you always have. It was a Sunday morning. It was in 2013, not too many years ago, and a Muslim suicide bomber entered into the Saints Church, All Saints Church in Peshawar, Pakistan, and detonated the explosives, killing 127 men, women, and children. And 250 of those folks were wounded as well. And because it was a Muslim state, the Christians in that church were the oppressed minority in that area. And the Christian church was oppressed, but not only were they oppressed, they could not find jobs to work in. And they only took jobs that no one else wanted. So most of them, their jobs were garbage collectors. And there was no safety net for their wounds. There was no safety nets for their funerals to take place. There were no social services. There was no one in society to help them along. And so on Monday, the day after the bombing, the church members came back to the church, and they gathered up the Sunday school papers that had been spread by the bombing. And they gathered the shoes of the children who had been murdered so that others could wear those shoes. And then they washed the walls of the blood of the families and friends. And as they washed their walls of agony, it pierced the silence of the indifferent neighborhood that they lived in. Then, when all the walls were clean, they arranged the pews, and guess what? They sat down in the pews and they began to sing praises to their God, to our God. Why did they sing praises at a time like that? Because they remembered their mission. The church, which was established over 100 years before, had said from the outset, this church is to be a witness for Christ in a major Islamic city. And they believed they truly would do what the psalmist had said so long ago, that they would enthrone Christ in the praises of his people. They would be a witness to the greatness and the goodness of their God, particularly in the face of tragedy. And they would continue to sing their songs, and they would continue to praise him in the midst of angry oppression, so that all their world could see that they could not stop singing. Our praises will not be stopped, they said, because our God and his love and his purposes are eternal. So maybe today's question of why do we sing in worship should be rephrased to how can we not sing to our God, knowing the purpose of our praise is to enthrone the glory of Jesus Christ? How can we not sing? And this morning I want to share with you the reason for our singing. First of all, we sing because it helps us proclaim who God is and what he has done in our lives. Throughout the scriptures, and particularly in the book of Psalms, we see that it's good to sing songs of praises to our God. The book of Psalms was actually the Jewish people's hymn book in the temple in Jerusalem. And I want you to listen to a section of Psalm 71 this morning. The psalmist says, I will never give up hope or stop praising you. All day long, I will tell you the wonderful things you do to save your people. But you have done much more than I possibly know. I will praise you, Lord God, for your mighty deeds and for your power to save. You have taught me since I was a child, and I never stopped talking, telling people about your marvelous deeds. And don't leave me when I'm old and my hair turns gray. Let me tell my future generations about your mighty power. Your deeds of kindness are known in the heavens, for no one is like you. Throughout the Psalms, we have songs that declare who God is and what he has done. They celebrate God's faithfulness. And they remind us of who God is and what is true about God. And so we should be careful not to sing our songs flippantly. We should reflect and digest what we're singing so that when the song is over, something has changed and we are different. Singing helps us to proclaim who God is and what he has done. Songs like, great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see, all I have needed thy hand hath provided, great thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Or perhaps, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great, how How great is our God. You see, nothing in this world has the power to unite people like music. So yes, we sing because it helps us to proclaim God, and it's what He has done that gives us the ability and the reason to sing. Secondly, we sing because it connects us to one another. We are His children, and nothing in this world has the power to unite people more than music. It binds us together in the act of worship, and it connects us to certain memories or experiences. Music has the power to take us back to significant times and places in our lives and helps us to remember in vivid details those experiences. Have you ever noticed how certain songs are attached to particular memories that you have or certain experiences that you've had in your life? I have XM radio in my car, and I have several of my favorite stations right there at the touch of a finger. Now, I'm very eclectic, and I like all music. So on my radio, I have Willie Nelson's Roadhouse right next to Symphony Hall. Yes. And I have praise and worship music right next to Bluegrass Junction. And I have one of my favorite channels is the 60s channel, because it takes me back to when I was in high school a few years ago, and the friends I had, and the memories and the feelings that are attached to each of those songs that I listened to, the people who were in my life at that time. You see, songs have a way of connecting us to each other, and the same is true in the church. For when we sing together, we connect to one another. Songs like, we believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit, and He's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that He conquered death. We believe in the resurrection, and He's coming back again. We believe. Singing together connects us. It unites us in our shared faith when we worship. Another reason why we sing is because music moves us in an emotional way. Psalm 100 admonishes us to worship the Lord with gladness, to come into His presence with singing, to enter into His gates with thanksgiving and His courts in praise, to give Him thanks, to give thanks to Him, and to bless His name. And music engages us in worship. It moves us in worship. Do you know why movies have soundtracks? The music engages us emotionally. The music in the movie heightens the emotional impact of a scene and gets us interested in the storyline. Now, I have a confession to make this morning. I'm an HCSA addict. Hallmark Christmas show addict. That feels so good to get it off my chest. I belong to a small group of men who, along with their wives, enjoy the Hallmark Christmas channel during November and December. Can I get an amen? But have you ever noticed how the music plays continuously from the start of the movie till the very end of the movie? And then at the end, it's all the same. The snow begins to fall, and the couple's going to kiss. Take my word for it. It always happens. But you see, the music of worship does the same. The music we sing gives us the power to engage us. It engages us and it moves us emotionally so that we are fully invested in the moment that we express our worship to God. Songs like, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain, holy, holy is He." Sing a new song. Sing a new song to Him who sits on heaven's mercy seat. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore You. If that doesn't touch you emotionally, I'm afraid that nothing will. Music moves us emotionally. Another reason we sing is to express ourselves. Music has the power to transcend our thoughts and our feelings. We sing because sometimes we just don't have the spoken words to sing. We don't have the spoken words to lift our praise to our Father. I find myself in that place often in my private prayer time, when the words just won't come. But then one of my love songs to the Lord comes, and it comes to my mind, and I'm able to pray that song like, "My Jesus, I love Thee. I know for Thee all the follies of sin I resign. Gracious Redeemer, my Savior art Thou. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Sing like never before. O my soul, I worship Your holy name. I will That's when the gift of music gives us the words and the melodies that we need to praise our Father. Singing enables us to express ourselves. And the next reason given to us of why we sing, it may be the most important. Because music brings down to us the presence of God, so that God isn't just some idea that we think about, but is a living being whom we experience in our worship. During worship, it's so important for me to remind myself that God isn't somewhere else. No, God is here. He's very much here with me. He's as close as my next breath. And think about your experience this morning. When you came in through these doors, you came into this worship space. What were your feelings? What was on your mind this morning? where you're going for lunch today. I hope the service is over in time enough to get me to the Jaguar game. What about Houston winning that World Series last week? I do hope that music isn't loud today. Maybe I need to sit in the back so I can get out faster. But then all of a sudden, God's people, we begin to sing. We begin to sing of His praise. And something dramatic happens when we sing, "Holy, Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and the feet of Jesus, the greatness of mercy and love at the feet of Jesus, and we cry, "Holy, holy, holy," and we cry, and at that moment, we can begin to identify with the prophet Isaiah, who was transported into the very presence of God, seeing the Lord high and lifted high and exalted above all, is the train of His robe filling the temple as they sang their praise to God. "Holy, holy, holy, the whole earth is full of God's glory." It's when we're in His presence that we no longer leave the way we came in. It changes us. Our lives become changed. We become transformed by His presence. And that's why we sing. Oh, and there's one other reason. Music gives us hope for a better tomorrow. Music gives us hope for a better tomorrow. You take the African American spirituals, for example. Those songs were born in slavery. And when they expressed the sorrow and the pain of a life in slavery, they also begin to look upward and point towards a brighter future. Musician and educator Joe Carter has said, "Music can plant the idea that there is a better life after this one. That death doesn't have the last word. That something so miraculous happens when we are singing this music. It's as if for that moment we're transported to a better life. It makes you strong for a while. It's almost as if the eternal becomes part of the present and you actually get down into that stream of living water." Music has the ability to move us toward the picture of a better tomorrow. You know, this world is not our home. We're just passing through. And so we dream of a better tomorrow. We know that the future for us as followers of Jesus Christ, there is a better tomorrow. So it's reflected in the songs we sing, like, "Some glad morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Or no guilt in life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to hell's breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever plot me from his hand till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ I'll stand till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ I'll stand. Even in the darkest of times, music gives us hope for the future, just as it did for those Christians who were attacked in All Saints Church in Peshawar, Pakistan. One of my favorite movies is, it's an old movie actually, because I'm old, but it's Shawshank Redemption. Love, love that movie. Andy Dufresne is in prison for a crime he didn't commit. And he's been put in charge of the warden's office, and as he's going through the stuff in the warden's office, he comes across a record album. And he plays that record album, and then he locks the guard in a bathroom so the guard cannot get out. And then he turns on the PA so that everybody in the prison can hear that music that's being played. And all of a sudden, that beautiful music is heard throughout the prison, that dark prison. And Red, who is played by Morgan Freeman, he says, I have no idea to this day what those two Italian ladies were singing. Truth is, I don't want to know. Some things are best left behind. I like to think they were singing about something so beautiful that it can't be expressed in words. And it makes your heart ache because of it. I tell you, those voices soared higher and further than anybody in a gray place dares to dream. And it was like some beautiful bird flapped into our drab little cage and made these walls dissolve away. And for the briefest of moments, every last man in Shawshank felt free. The power of music can free us from the darkest of circumstances. Music helps us to hold on to a better picture of tomorrow. And it gives us hope. It empowers us to believe that things can change. Now I know what some of you are saying. All of that is well and good, but I can't sing. My voice stinks. I'm just not a singer, or maybe they don't ever sing the songs that I know. Well, shame on you. Shame on you. I want you to hear me this morning. You can never get anything out of worship, and you can never give anything into worship unless you participate in worship. It's the act of giving yourself completely to God in song. Some of you say, I don't have a good voice. Do you think that God's interested in how beautiful your voice is? No. It's not what it sounds like to your ears. It's the act of giving yourself completely to God in song and what it sounds like to God's ears. And the feeblest of melodies, the feeblest of voices, when sung to God, our Creator, is the greatest thing that He'll ever hear. So the beauty of your voice is not nearly as important as your participation in worship. And when you hear a song that you're not familiar with, don't stand there with your arms folded, not singing. The very least you can do is to speak the words in worship to the Father. Speak the words. Let them speak to your heart. Take them in and let them speak to your heart. Let them change your heart. Music is a gift from God, allowing us to connect, to be moved, to communicate things that we cannot do on our own. And to be lifted into the very presence of our living God. It allows us to receive hope in the darkness and to give thanks for God. And what good is it if you just stand there and don't participate? And listen to this. You are also a witness to others when you sing. Because every Sunday there are people that come to worship every week. And it may have taken everything they have, everything inside of them, to drag themselves into worship. For them, asking them to find the faith and the strength to sing might be just too much. For them, you are their voice. You're their voice. Hearing you sing songs and mean them, or by seeing you just repeating the words to yourself, that could be the first step by them claiming light out of darkness. So back to the first question. Why should we not sing? Why should we not sing? Doesn't God deserve our very best in worship? Doesn't God need to hear our expressions of thanksgiving and praise? Our God, who is so much bigger than we can ever comprehend. And as a church praises God in the good and in the stressful times of life, even in the midst of difficulty, the world will stand up and say, how can they possibly do that? How can they possibly do that? And the answer is because we're not bound to the realities and the promises of this world, but rather to the eternity and the promises of our living God. There's a song by Chris Tomlin, and I love to sing it. It's entitled, How Can I Keep From Singing? And I want our band to come up now and join me here. By the way, this is a remarkable praise team you've got here leading you in worship. They are just... And just having met some of them, I know their heart for worship. And I know their heart for leading worship. And it's the right spirit and the right heart for leading worship. But there's a song entitled, How Can I Keep From Singing? And the band is going to come up and we're going to sing it together. And we're going to sing it so loudly that the host of heaven are going to hear us up there. And those who are outside of these walls, they're going to hear us proclaim God's greatness. Because He is love. He is great. So let's pray together. Gracious God, thank you for the gift of music. Thank you, Father, for the experience of worship that we have. And I pray that you are well pleased with everything that we do in worship, Father. I pray that you will be pleased by our singing, by our songs of praise, by our songs of commitment to you, Father. And that we can go out from this place, out these doors today, and We can sing a new song to this world out here that so desperately needs a new song. So, Father, we join with the angels in heaven, giving you praise and worship this morning, and saying, how can we keep from singing? Gracious God, accept our praise. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray.